Hello?
Hello, Miss Blystone?
Yes.
Hi, Miss Blystone. My name's Alexa. I'm the intake specialist you spoke to earlier. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. I'm okay. Thank you for asking. So I do have to say we are on a recorded line, and this is regarding the NEC baby formula lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Before I did, but they gave up. I don't know why they dropped me, but.
Okay. Yes, I do remember you mentioning that. I do apologize. I did not put that in my notes. So let me ask you this. So you signed documents with another law firm?
I don't remember signing anything for them. They just had called me and sent me a letter stating that they were my attorney because I got online and I saw one of those
okay.
things that says, oh, well, you know, check this out, you know, because your baby had NEC, and I'm thinking, yeah, my baby had it.
Okay.
3 weeks. I was called. Okay. I just left the hospital because she was a preemie. She was 2 pounds, 12 ounces at birth.
Okay.
And so okay. I went home, and I got a phone call at midnight, and I'm thinking, okay, why are y'all calling me? What's wrong? Well, honey, your baby has medical neck. What in the hell is that?
Oh, no.
Well, that's air in her bowels. And I'm thinking, okay, there's like, well, at 6 a.m., we're going to transfer her over to Texas Children's. And I'm thinking, y'all are going to take my child from the Woodlands to the medical center?
Oh, no.
She said, no,
okay.
ma'am, Texas Children's right next door. And I'm thinking, okay, that's cool. I said, but I'll be at the hospital in about 20 minutes. So I
okay.
went and picked up the husband, and we went to the hospital. So we're standing there, and the doctor comes in there and says, okay, go in there. You know, she was still in one of those little cubes because
okay.
she had a tube down her nose being fed and all that stuff. And I said, okay. So she said, go in there and touch her hands, touch her feet, let her know you're here, you know, just make sure she's comfortable. And I said, okay. So we're in there, and my husband had just stuck his hand into the little thing to touch her foot.
Uh-huh.
And a nurse came running there, no, you can't touch the baby.
What?
I'm thinking, you need to go talk to the doctor because the doctor has been in here.
Oh,
and
wow.
And she's a damn good doctor. So you need to go speak to her. Because she gave us permission, and besides, and the husband's
yeah.
like, this is my one and only child. You're not going to tell me I cannot
yeah.
touch my child.
Oh, wow.
So the doctor come in there, and she kicked that nurse out. She goes, I don't want
oh,
to
good.
See you in here ever again.
Okay,
goes,
good.
Your job is riding on it. So I'm standing there, and the doctor goes out of the room, and we're standing there another 10 minutes, and my daughter stopped breathing.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
thinking, okay. Somebody come in here. I couldn't find a nurse or a doctor nowhere.
Oh, no. Oh, that's
so I went
scary.
Out in the hall, and I was screaming, somebody get me a doctor. Right now, my child is in there not breathing. And, I mean, it took us 3 years to get this child.
Oh.
I'm crying, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I had to have go have gastric sleeve surgery just to lose 100 pounds so I could have her.
Okay.
So they come in there and intubate her, and they said, okay, we're going to take her to Texas Children's right now. And I said, okay, cool. I get over to Texas Children's, and they're like, well, ma'am, is this your only child? I'm like, no, I got three others. Well, how old are they? Please don't ask that question. Well, why not? I said, because they're 22, 20, and 18. Oh, my God, what were you thinking? I said, shut up. Don't
oh,
worry
wow.
about it. It's my child, and
yeah,
you're going to
help her. Exactly. Wow, that's so unprofessional that you've had to deal with those women. That's horrible. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
I told the doctor who actually delivered her. So.
Oh, wow. I am so sorry you had to go through that. No medical professional should ever say any of those things to you guys. That's horrible.
You know, the day she was born, I was in the hospital for 3 weeks for high blood pressure. That's why she was born
early. Okay. Okay.
It was like 197 over 98 for about 2 weeks. And so I was on 3 intravenous drugs and 2 pills, and it wouldn't come down.
Oh,
so the doctor calls me the day before, and she's like, okay, I know you're trying to push for 34 weeks, but, honey, we're going to have to take her now here at 30 weeks just because your blood pressure's not going down, and we don't want you to die or her to die.
Oh, wow.
And I said, okay, but just know that, you know, because she told me she was the doctor on call, and I said, okay,
yeah.
just know that you're not going to be delivering this child. She said, well, honey, I'm the doctor on call. Who do you think's going to deliver? And I said, Dr. Marcos had better have his rear end up here because he's been my doctor for 30 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She said, well, ma'am, he's on vacation. I said, I don't care.
Oh,
you go and get him up here. Go to his house, pick him up.
Right,
she
right.
said, well, we'll give him a call. And I said, if he is not here, I will rip these IVs out, and I'll be out the door because I know where he lives, and I'll go get him.
Oh, wow.
She goes, well, we'll try. So Sunday morning, 8 a.m. on his vacation day, he was there.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, I'm
and
so glad he showed up.
Only because he was there that they let my husband in, because they were doing, it was an emergency C-section, and normally
okay.
they don't let spouse in there. But they
oh,
did
I didn't
let
know
him
that.
In
okay.
there because he's a prior nurse. So they let him in, and the doctor's like, okay, you know, hit her up with the stuff to get her
yeah.
numb from, you know, the neck down. And he hit, he told me, he said, okay, let me know when your feet start tingling. I said, okay, they're tingling now. He said, all right, Dr. Marcos. So I said, ow. He goes, what are you out about? I said, something's hurting down there. I can feel
Uh-oh.
Something.
Uh-oh.
Dr. Marcos sold off and let me hit her up again. So he hit me with something. And he said, okay, tell me when your feet are hot. And I said, well, they're burning up. He said, okay, Dr. Marcos, come on. I said, ow, ow, ow. He goes,
oh,
well,
wow.
What is that? I go, something is hurting down there. And he goes, okay, Dr. Marcos, I don't know what we're going to do. I can't get her to numb up.
Uh-oh.
And Dr. Marcos said, okay, well, you better knock her out or something, because we've got to get this child out today or her
oh, wow.
baby's going to die.
Oh, wow, that's
so
scary.
I mean, the anesthesiologist, he said, okay, start counting back from 100, and I got to 97, like normal when I'm put under. And when I woke up, I'm thinking, they're not going to let me have this child via C-section. They're not going to let me have her naturally. Is this child going to die inside of my body? Because, oh, my
oh,
God,
no.
I have tried so long for her.
Yeah.
And at that point, the husband walks up and he says, honey, do you want to see the baby?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, my God, is she here?
Oh.
He goes, I got pictures of her. She's small, but she sure is beautiful. And he showed me
oh.
pictures. I'm thinking, oh, my God. We
oh.
didn't get to hold that child for a month.
Oh, wow.
They made me actually walk down to the NICU the next day so I could actually see her.
Okay, good,
and
good.
On
but,
Easter Sunday, we got to hold her for the first time, and she literally fit in one of my hands.
Oh.
I'm thinking, and my husband the whole time, he's like, well, what if she's a preemie? How is she going to grow? I'm thinking, dude, preemies grow. He said,
oh,
how
yeah.
do you know? I said, because I was 3.5 pounds, and look at me now.
Yeah, there
like,
you go.
Okay, well, what are you saying? I go, honey, I'm a big girl. He goes, no, you're not. And I go, dude, the day I had gastric sleeve surgery, I weighed in at 389 pounds. Don't tell me I wasn't a big girl. He goes, oh, I forgot. He goes, but I've been with bigger. And I'm thinking, okay, there's some things you don't need to ever tell me, ever.
Oh, wow.
Shut up right now.
Yeah, yeah. Don't talk about the past.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to talk about something who's had something bigger, don't get me started on that.
Oh, wow. Now, okay, so I know you had mentioned that, you know, a law firm did say that they were your attorney. So normally, in order for a law firm to, you know, say that they are assisting you to start the process, they do send a DocuSign document for you to sign. That just basically says that you retain them as your law firm. Does that sound familiar? A DocuSign?
No, I don't, because I was surprised whenever that particular attorney sent me a letter, because it's Jim Adler, and
okay.
I don't know where you're from, but he is a very famous attorney here in the city
okay.
of Houston.
Okay.
And I mean, he's the one that, he is the hammer. He thinks he can get money out of everybody, and apparently he does, but I don't know why my mother didn't go to him after my motorcycle accident, because I would have wound up with more than $28,000.
Wow.
I had a horrific motorcycle accident
Oof.
15 years ago.
Oof.
That's how I ended up gaining so much weight, and had a traumatic brain injury, and it cost me my memory loss.
Oof.
My ability to smell and my ability to cry are gone.
Oh, no.
And oh yeah, so, and that was 15 years ago. So 8 years ago, while I'm pregnant with my daughter, I also developed epilepsy. So now I'm also...
Okay.
I'm a walking ball of fun.
Oh, no. Well, let's see what we can do. Let's see if we're able to assist you, okay? So I do have to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you've already, you know, mentioned your situation that you went through. So I do apologize if any of these questions are repetitive. They have us ask it a certain way for the legal team. Now, what was your daughter diagnosed with?
Medical neck.
Okay. So do you know the medical term for it?
No. All I know is it's medical NEC is all they told me.
Okay. You know what? I believe that should be okay for the compliance team. Is it okay if I put you on a brief hold to see if we do actually need the medical definition or the medical term for it? Is it okay if I put you on a brief hold? Okay. I will be right back. She's right next to me, so just bear with me. Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Miss Blystone, are you still there?
Yes.
Hi, I am so sorry for the wait. Now, she did say I was able to, you know, say it. So is it, just to clarify, is it the necrotizing enterocolitis? Enterocolitis?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
You know, that's what I don't understand is that she was a breastfed baby. And I know I was pumping as often as I would have normally breastfed. I don't know why they would possibly give her any formula, but I was told that she did take some. And I'm thinking, really? Why?
Okay.
And even over when I was at Texas Children's, they came to me, and they said, ma'am, we need you to go have some testing. I said, for what? What do you got to test her for? No, you. For what?
Huh.
Well, we accidentally gave another baby some of your breast milk. What?
What?
I just came out of
the
hospital, and now I got to go tested for every disease under the sun.
How did they mess that up?
Apparently they were banking it, and they pulled it and gave it to another baby. And, I mean, those parents, they were freaking out. And
I'm thinking, sure.
I know I'm good and clean, but don't worry about it. I'll go take whatever test is needed.
Wow. That's wild.
They poked me three times to test me for HIV and every other sexually transmitted disease. And I'm thinking, dear God, really?
Oh, wow. That's crazy that that happened. I'm so glad though that everything, you know, was okay, and you know, like you said, you didn't have anything to worry about, so that was good. But wow, just imagine if something would have, you know, went wrong. That would be horrible.
I would have had a total fit, and I would have called every one of my buddies from the police department that I work
with
to come and take care of some stuff.
Exactly. That's horrible. Wow. So I know you did mention that your daughter was on formula for a little while. Now, do you know what brand of formula was used?
I believe that it was Similac, but I'm not completely sure.
Okay. Okay. And what injuries has your daughter sustained?
Well, she was low birth weight, low in height. I mean, she's 6 years old now, and she's just now finally almost up on the growth chart with children her same age.
Okay. Okay. Now, did she have any gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions, sepsis, cerebral palsy, neurological damage?
She's probably problem going to the bathroom. I mean, she doesn't poop on a regular basis. I know that.
Okay. Now, was that diagnosed by her doctor?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, do you have any medical records showing proof of diagnosis and injuries?
I personally don't, because I just wasn't thinking about that when I was leaving the hospital and whatever.
Oh, of course.
Because it took her forever to get big enough to come home when she was over at Texas Children's.
Okay.
Because they would weigh her every day, and they're like, okay, if she'll gain weight 2 days in a row and she gets close to 4 pounds, we'll let her come home.
Okay.
Well, she would always grow one day and then lose it. I'm thinking, really?
Oh, no.
So I was standing over. I know she had a date. I mean, she had already taken the car seat challenge. She had passed that finally.
Oh, good, good.
So that took her 2 tries to get that taken care of.
Okay.
And so I'm standing there, and I'm waiting for her second day to be waiting. I'm ready to just drop a quarter on that scale so I can take my kid home.
Yeah.
And that woman had her undressed and weighed in like 2 seconds. And I'm thinking, you didn't even give me a chance to watch you weigh her. She goes,
Oh, wow.
Don't worry. And I go, don't worry about what? Did she gain weight? She goes, oh, yes, ma'am. She gained a whole ounce. I'm like, yes, this kid's
Yay.
Coming home tomorrow.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, I love it. Okay, is it all right if I put you on another brief hold? I believe we do, we would need more clarification for diagnosis or injuries, but okay. We may be able to assist you before then. Let me just get clarification from the compliance team again, okay? So bear with me. I'll be right back.
No problem.
All right. Thank you for holding again. Okay. So she said that should be fine. So just to clarify, your daughter was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you said you don't have the medical records on you showing proof of diagnosis or injuries, but they are at the hospital that your doctor was born at, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I do know that she had poor feeding problems after she was over at Texas Children's because they let me actually skin-on-skin breastfeed her a couple of times.
Okay.
And she would just start screaming, and, of course, her heart rate would go up, her blood pressure. She was just, I mean, I had two doctors and a bunch of nurses come running there because they're watching the monitors, and they're like, okay, what's wrong with the baby? Why is her heart rate up? And I'm thinking, she's mad. She's not getting anything out of my body. I mean, she's used to being fed, and she's apparently, y'all made me pump so often that she ain't getting nothing out of me, and by God, I was in my mid-40s already. I mean, I turned 50 this year.
Okay.
And like I said, she's six.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, good for you. That is beautiful. I'm so glad that you guys, you know, I'm sorry for the situation that you had to go through with the nurses and the medical staff. That's horrible, but I'm glad that you guys got through it. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And what date was your daughter diagnosed?
She was 3 weeks old, and she was born March 25th of 2018.
Okay. Let me take a look at the calendar. Bear with me. And she was 3 weeks old when she was diagnosed with NEC?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And what year was she born again?
2018.
Okay, I'm looking at a calendar right now. You said March 25th?
Yes.
Okay.
She was born on my grandparents' wedding anniversary.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay.
Oh, you would have loved her first birthday party. We had a three-tiered cake because we celebrated their 69th wedding anniversary and her first birthday at the same party. So half of it was decorated in birds and wildlife stuff, and the other side was a pink little fox. Because that was her thing right then. She liked little foxes, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, her original bedroom was decorated with elephants because her daddy thought she was going to be born with his ears. And I'm thinking, I'm going to kill you if my baby.
Oh, wow. I love that, though.
Man, I hope she's going to look like both of us. And I said, dude, if she's born with your hair color, your ears, my boobs, and my rear end, that child's going to be messed up.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with my hair? I said, honey, you had orange hair as a child, and you have big old Dumbo ears.
Oh, no.
And I said, my boobs originally were barely an A, and he's looking at me like, are you serious? I go, yeah, the first husband bought and paid for these things, okay? And I said, my rear end ain't going nowhere. It's hereditary. her fourth sonogram, I swear, it looked like she had giant ears and Gene Simmons' tongue.
Oh, wow.
Thinking, man, my kid is messed up.
Oh, no.
Thankfully, she came out normal looking.
Good. Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, it's so funny how much they develop. I have a 10-month-old son, and it's crazy. Like, he looks nothing like the day he was born, like, at all. It's wild. They develop quickly and so fast and, like, differently.
My daughter looks almost exactly like me and my older daughter. Because my older daughter is like 25
beautiful.
Now. And my younger one is 6.
Oh,
but
I love
she
it.
She looks completely like me and my daughter, but nothing like him. And I'm thinking, okay, we just went through a divorce, and I so should have requested paternity testing because I'm pretty sure she is somebody else's kid.
Oh, wow.
And it would have been totally his fault for some of the stupid stuff he asked me to do.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, okay. Now, was your daughter diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or fortifier?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. So, okay. No. Perfect. Thank you for answering. Okay. So, how long after being fed the formula or fortifier was your daughter diagnosed with NEC?
I believe it was about a week because I think they had told me that they had supplemented it a couple of times.
Okay.
The week, week two. So.
Week two? Okay. Okay, so you would say to the best of your knowledge it was within 7 days, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought at one point, I'm like, good boy, I've got so damn many attorneys. Ain't nobody paying out.
Oh, no.
Because I had one of those IVF filters put in 15 years ago. Nobody
okay.
asked my fiance. Nobody asked my parents, my grandparents. They didn't ask nobody. I don't know if you know anything about that filter, but it's a free moving thing inside of my body
uh-huh.
to prevent blood clots. And I'm thinking, I knew I wouldn't have any blood clots. Of course, I was out of it for 2 months completely. But now that thing is mobile because I had it checked by a CAT scan when my daughter was about 2, and it is getting closer and closer to my heart. And if it floats into my
oh,
heart
wow.
and my lungs, it's going to kill me.
Oh, wow. Oh, geez. Well,
and
I hope
my
that's
attorney
okay.
on that one dropped me recently on that one, too. And
oh,
I'm thinking,
wow.
I've been going at this for 6 years.
Oh, no.
When I found out that
I'm
that
so sorry.
In my body.
Oh, that's so scary.
And, of
well,
course, my divorce attorney charging me out the rear end and still didn't win
oh,
my case.
No. Oh, no.
So now
well,
my daughter lives 200 miles away from me.
Oh, no.
Really? I mean, I didn't know that that's what joint custody meant, that one of them got to decide who the children were going to live with.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
My first husband, we decided it before we even went into court, how it was going to be, you know, I was going to get to keep the kids at my house, and then he was going to get them the first, third, and fifth weekends, and he would pay for medical insurance and, you know, and child support, which the child support on that one was crap. I got $300 a month for 3 teenage children.
Oof.
Yeah. And I could have taken him for every bit of $3,000, too, because he was a police officer with side jobs.
Oh, wow.
So he was pulling in at least $8,000 a month.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I have to ask, what was your daughter's gestational age at birth?
30 weeks.
30, okay. And are you a resident of the United States as well as your daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and I apologize, a citizen of the United States, not resident. Are you and your daughter citizens of the United States?
Yes. No, I understood
okay.
what you're saying, yes.
Okay. And
one child who's a citizen of another country.
Okay. And now I know you've already answered this a million times, but they do have us ask it this way. You are her mother filing out this claim on behalf of your daughter, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is your daughter still with us?
Oh, yes.
Okay, beautiful.
She was conceived during Hurricane Harvey. Her name is Stormy, and she is a complete hurricane that has hit my life, but I would not
oh,
change
I
it.
Love
second
that.
Of it.
Oh, my best friend's name is Stormy. That's beautiful. I love that name.
Each one of my children has a famous name as well as a God-given name.
Oh, I love
I have
it.
Jonathan Braden, Jonathan, gift from God. Braden, I don't know if you've ever watched Young and the Restless. But Victor Newman, he's the main character on there. His real name is Eric Braden. So that's
okay.
his famous name. Then I have Christian Morgan, Christian follower of Christ, Christian Slater, the actor. Then I have McKenna Lee Elizabeth, McKenna, John Wayne's McKenna's gold. Lee is my uncle's middle name, and Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mother, as well as my grandmother's middle name. Stormy Isabella Rose.
Aww.
Stormy has, it's a whole paragraph of something of what it means to God, but plus there's a Kardashian kid that's that name.
Mm-hmm.
And then Isabella, Bella from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
And Rose from Sleeping Beauty. Her real name was Briar Rose.
Oh. Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. Now, I do have to ask.
I wanted to name her Crimson Rose, but, you know, the husband's like, no, we're not naming her Red Rose. I'm thinking.
Oh.
I should get to decide what her name is, but.
Oh. Oh.
And now
then,
she wants to change her last name to my last name. I'm like, honey, I can't do that unless I find out that you're really not his kid.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you have authority to sign on behalf of your daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And what is the name of the facility where your daughter was diagnosed with NEC?
St. Luke's Hospital. It's also called the Woodlands Hospital.
And is that in Kansas City?
No, it's in the Woodlands, Texas.
Okay, Woodlands, Texas. Okay, let me take a look. Okay, I did find it. Okay, so I see it's at 17200 St. Luke's Way in the Woodlands, Texas, 77384. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Only because my doctor's office is in the same complex is why I remember that.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, and is that also the name of the hospital she was born?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, after she was born, they're like, okay, you know she's going to need glasses eventually, and she's probably going to have to get one of those helmets. And I'm thinking, uh-uh. No.
Okay,
it's
going to
happen. Not having a child wear a helmet for the rest of her life.
Right. Okay, now, when, or did your daughter become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did you leave and come back? And then
she was still
diagnosed
in the hospital.
Okay.
Like I said, she was born 2 pounds, 12 ounces. She was still really small at that point.
Okay. And then just to re-verify, she was born 3/25/2018, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what is her current age? I know you've said it a bunch of times, but I do have to ask it this way. Okay, thank you. And do you have her birth certificate?
I have a birth facts statement. I mean, a birth facts certificate.
Okay. Now, did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also fed formula?
My oldest son was.
Okay.
After 2 weeks of age. Just because Durner had teeth at birth, and
gotcha.
I wouldn't have to be biting on my nipples.
Yeah,
hour.
I feel that, yeah. Okay,
and then
now,
my older daughter did as well after about 3 months, just because she just stopped growing.
Okay. Now, did either of them have any intestinal medical problems?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. All right. You do have my number if you do hear of any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also fed formula and have suffered any medical injuries. Feel free to share my information, and then that way we can help get their voices heard as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And can you confirm your child's gender for me, please?
She's female.
Okay, thank you. And can you spell her first name for me?
S-T-O-R-M-I-E.
Okay, I have S-T-O-R-M-I-E.
Yes.
Okay, and does she have a middle initial?
Her middle names are Isabella and Rose.
Okay. Is there a hyphen between or just a space between
no,
Isabella
it's
and
just,
Rose?
Just both names. No
okay.
hyphen or nothing.
Okay. And
yeah,
is
my
Isabella...
husband complained about that one too. And I'm thinking my first daughter had two middle names. Why can't she?
Yeah, that's okay. And is her first middle name spelled I-S-A-B-E-L-L-A?
Yes.
Okay. And then Rose, R-O-S-E?
Yes.
Okay. And then will you spell her last name for me, please?
W-E-D-I-N.
Okay. I
you
have
wouldn't believe how many times. Go ahead.
Oh, I have W-E-D-I-N?
Yes.
Okay.
As I walk through the prison, everybody's like, boss lady, are you German? Why in the hell do you people keep asking me this?
Oh, no.
I said, it's a married last name. I have no idea where this fool is from. But if you must know, yes, I am 3/4 German.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool. I'm thinking. So I go home and I ask him, so where's your family from? He said, Sweden. I said, nah, no, mm-mm. You don't look nothing like Alexander Skarsgård. Tell me something.
I love Alexander Skarsgård. That's so funny.
True Blood was
my favorite. Yes. Oh, I love it. That's awesome. That was one of my favorite shows. I love it.
I mean, he's the reason I think I like that show.
Yep.
He was an arrogant, he was an ass,
same.
And he was a vampire, so he was good.
Same, yep. I know, I always tell people.
Do you watch a werewolf show? No, it's vampires or nothing.
Yep, that's so funny.
And my daughter seems to think that vampires are pirates, and I'm thinking, no, honey, there's a big difference.
Yep. Oh, and that's funny.
Johnny Depp versus Alexander Skarsgård, way big difference.
Yep. And then what is your daughter's social?
Oh, crap. Let me see if I've got it in my other phone real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
I know I took a picture of it a while back, just so I can share that with the ex. I don't know why I had to share it with him, but probably guess he's too retarded to keep up with information like that. I actually have a folder in my phone that's got her baby pictures.
Oh.
You know, my old phone, I had over 5,000 pictures on my laptop and my old phone. My old phone crashed. And I'm thinking, okay, well, at least I've got them on my laptop. Well, I had to pawn that laptop. And I lost it thanks to the husband, or the now ex-husband.
No.
I told him, I said, you know, you made me lose not only my laptop, two laptops, actually, because I had a silver one as well in there. I said, but I lost our wedding ring, mine and my first husband's wedding ring, and that one was worth some cash. I mean, it was 14 diamonds in that damn thing.
Oh, wow.
And I said, and my mother's wedding ring, which I was so just distraught over that one because I only had her wedding ring. My daddy's was stolen years before.
Oh, wow.
As well as my class ring. So somebody's wearing my high school class ring with my name on it.
Oh, wow.
Because I heard that they sold everything.
Really? Oh, no.
There ain't nothing I could get back. I'm like, no.
And
I know that the red computer, they completely wiped it and then trashed it because it had a cracked screen. And I was lucky to get $20 for it from the pawn shop.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking, do y'all take printers? No, ma'am. Oh, come on. Really? I paid $450 for that stupid thing. So when I moved out of my house, I told my mom, I said, I'm going to bring some stuff over to your house, but I want the printer to stay in your house. She goes, oh, okay, no problem. I went over there about a month ago, and it's sitting on the front porch. I'm thinking, what part of keeping my printer in the house do you not understand?
Oh, wow.
She goes, well, it's okay. And I said, no, it's got wet. And I
opened up
to see, you know, if I wanted to use it. And it was a pack full of roaches climbing out. And I'm thinking,
oh, no.
Mother, really? You have trashed a $450 printer, scanner, fax machine.
Oh, no. Oh, that's horrible.
Okay, I found her social.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yes, I am ready.
6-8-7-0-2-3-5-8-2.
Okay. I have 6-8-7-0-2. 3582.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your first name as D-E-S-E-R-I. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is
and
that
I think
Desiree?
You actually said it right. Desiree.
Desiree. Okay. That's
beautiful.
You can never
guess where I got my name from.
No. What is it from?
The dead girl buried next to my older brother. First
oh, no.
and middle name exactly the same. And I know that the Susan came from my mother because that's her name, but I had no idea whether Desiree, why I was named after the dead girl.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, well, I've never been out to the cemetery, so I don't know. You need to ask the grandfather. So I asked him. He's like, well, I've seen it written down somewhere. I said, cemetery maybe? Oh, you know, it could have been. It was great.
Oh,
so,
wow.
That's who I'm named after.
Oh, wow.
And my mother couldn't even give my brother a name. I'm thinking, mother, that's the only child out of 9 children that you cared for a full 9 months. The rest of us were either preemie or miscarried because only 2 of us lived.
Oh, wow.
She goes, well, I can't help it. I was so distraught. I don't know if you remember. I don't know how old you are, first of all, but from the 80s, that boy called David the Bubble Boy. Anyways, he had a lot of his organs were too big, and he had to stay in an oxygen tank. And that was my brother, born in 1971. His stomach was 5 times too big. His liver was 3 times too big. And he pretty much couldn't even sustain life. I think he lived
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Mother, you got lucky with me because I was born.
Yeah.
I think in her 6.5 months.
Oh, wow. You just wanted to come a little early. That was it.
Yeah.
You know,
and
you wanted to see the world.
My daddy came out of the hospital from a back brake accident 2 days before I was born. Because I was trying to come out on Monday of that, and I was actually born on Wednesday. They put me off until Wednesday. Yeah, but I think that was just so my daddy could be there.
Oh, wow. And then what is your middle name? I believe you said it was Susan. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. S-U-S-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. And then your last name, please?
B as in boy. L-Y-S-T-O-N-E.
Okay, thank you. I have B-L-Y-S-T-O-N-E.
Yes.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me as well, please?
I'm a girl.
Okay, thank you. And what is your social?
4607758 1 3.
Okay, I have 4607758 1 3.
Yes.
Okay, and your date of birth?
8/14/1974.
Okay, I have
half a century old.
Okay, I have 8/14/1974.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your best email address?
briar282@gmail.com.
Okay. I have briar282@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I had to give up the Desiree Whedon at Yahoo just because the excess access
yep.
to it. I'm thinking,
yep.
Out of my stuff.
Yep, you're like, nope.
I mean, he gets all kinds of mad if I try to log into his crap, but he thinks it's free will. And he got into my Facebook account and completely locked me out.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
Thinking, dude, there are friends on there that I can't obtain anymore because, like, both my mother's parents, they're both dead, but they're both Facebook friends. My father is dead. I can't get him back. I mean, come on, really?
Mm.
That's
horrible.
My crap. I mean, stick to your own stupid crap.
Oh, that's horrible. I'm so sorry you're going through all that. Now,
I'm sorry. I've tried to obtain my bad language the whole time we've been on the phone. So.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, as long as I'm not saying it, we're okay. You're allowed to say whatever. I mean, hopefully you refrain from. I mean, bad words are no big deal. But like, hopefully no other things.
I
expect
I'm a sailor. So.
Yeah. Me as well outside of work. Now, I have the, or I, is the 936-218-3541, is that your best phone number to reach you at?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Ma'am. Is it your cell phone or home phone?
My cell phone.
Okay. And when being contacted, would you prefer a phone call, a text, or an email first?
An email first.
Okay. And when is the best time of day to reach you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon or evening is fine.
Okay. And then what is your home address?
10983 FM1696 Road, Bedias, Bedias, Texas. 77831.
Okay.
I live in the middle of BFE.
Okay. I have 10983 F as in Frank, M as in Marty, 1696 in Bedias, Texas, 77831.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is there any unit, apartment, or building number?
No, we're just a house.
Okay.
This house is over 100 years old.
Okay. Now, it does not matter if you don't, but do you have any official documents to show that you are the power of attorney?
No.
Okay. Now, how is your name listed on your birth certificate?
The same that I've given you.
Okay.
Desiree Susan Blystone. I took my maiden name back after the divorce.
Okay. Okay, and then just to double verify, it is D-E-S-E-R-I, and then B-L-Y-S-T-O-N-E. Is that the correct
yes.
spelling of your name? Okay, thank you. Now, did you have any of the following issues during pregnancy? Did you have hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placenta insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV AIDS, or none of the above or unknown?
Hypertension, that's high blood pressure, right?
Let me check. Hypertensive disease, I believe. Let's see. Hypertensive disease is heart disease, includes a number of complications of high blood pressure that affects the heart. While there are several definitions of hypertensive heart disease in the medical literature, the term most, I don't know what that means. Okay, so let's see. Let's refer to heart problems that occur because of high pressure that is present over a long time is the definition.
Well, if it includes high blood pressure, then yes, because that's why she was born so early.
Okay. Okay, so to the best of your knowledge, you had hypertensive disease, disease during pregnancy?
Yes.
Okay. I know you've already answered this as well, but was your daughter born premature?
Yes.
Okay. What state was she born in?
Texas.
Okay.
The
was
one
your,
and only state I hope she ever lives in.
There you go. Perfect. Now, was she diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. What
she
was her...
in the NICU the whole time, so...
Okay. What was her NICU admission date? What day did she go into the NICU?
The day she was born.
Okay, so 3/25/2018.
Yes.
Okay. And what was the NICU discharge date?
Oh, good Lord.
You don't have to be
that.
Exact, just approximate. How long was she in the NICU for? Do you know about that?
She was in NICU at St. Luke's for 3 weeks and then Texas Children's for at least 2 months.
2 months. Okay. So would you say she...
probably say about 3 months after she was born.
Okay. So 6/25/2018 sounds about right?
Yes.
Okay. And I know you also had already mentioned this. What was her birth weight?
2 pounds, 12 ounces.
Okay. 2 pounds, 12 ounces?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, when did she start drinking formula? If you could give me an approximate date.
I believe it was 2 or 3 times in her second week of birth.
Okay. So second week of birth, bear with me. Let me take a look at a calendar. So she was born on the 25th. So second week would be April 1st through the 7th. If you could give me an approximate
yes.
day, what date would you think it is? That
oh,
she started drinking
oh,
formula.
April 2nd.
April 2nd, okay. And when did she stop drinking formula?
I believe it was just during that week.
Okay. So would you say, give me an approximate date.
7th.
Okay. So 4/7/2018 is when she stopped,
yes.
About around that time. Okay. What was the time between first usage and her injury?
A week.
A week, okay.
You're
and
not
I know
you're supposed to be smarter than this.
What happened?
I said her doctor's not supposed to be smarter than this. I mean, I just don't understand why they did this to my daughter.
I know, and that's unfortunately, you know, what the concerns are and what is part of the lawsuit. Now, I will say it is the accountability of the formula distributors or not distributors, the people who make the formula. They.
Mm-hmm. Are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Did I lose you?
Oh, no. I must have had a bad connection. So, yeah, basically what happened is the makers of these formulas withheld information that led to life-threatening medical problems for infants. So it wasn't really the hospitals or doctors that had misinformation. It was that they were never given the information in the beginning because
okay.
The makers of the formula brands were kind of keeping that to themselves, unfortunately. And it's very, very unfortunate that it had to happen to many, many parents and their children to even get, you know, people's voices heard in
yeah.
the long run. But I am glad that we, you know, are starting to hold these companies accountable for what they've done. Now, I know you've also answered this one a bunch of times. We do have to ask them a certain way. Now, was your daughter fed formula or fortifier in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Did your daughter have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Did she have low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, and or dark bloody stools? Now, I know I did read that fast. Do you want me to read it one more time so I could, you could stop me if she had any of the following
symptoms? I know she had trouble feeding.
Okay.
And what is apnea? Is that the
stopping apnea
breathing?
I believe is sleep apnea, but let me see if apnea is different than sleep apnea. Okay, so you're correct. It's the temporary cessation of breathing, especially during sleep.
Yeah, she had the, or
oh,
she could
no.
just completely stop breathing.
Oh, that's so scary. I'm so glad she's doing better. Oh, that's so scary to go through all that.
And the whole life thing, I mean, it took us 3 years to get pregnant with this child.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And then to have me have
well,
high blood
pressure. Well, she's a miracle baby. She definitely
and
is.
I'm not
she's a fighter.
Sure, but the hormones from the pregnancy itself is probably what set me off to be epileptic.
Gotcha.
Like,
okay.
You know, but I wouldn't change her for the world. But, you know,
yeah,
she was the one that
go.
Saved me from my last seizure.
Oh, wow.
And she was a big girl enough to make the 4-year-old that we were staying with, because I was watching
wow.
the movie, go to the neighbor's house to get
oh, wow.
the neighbor because I busted my head so hard on the kitchen counter
oh, that's
that I
so
left
scary.
A plate-sized blood clot on the counter.
Oh, wow.
I had to have 8 staples to hold my head together that night.
Oh, wow. Now,
and
I know
I had
you
a Bench Sevenfold shirt on, and you couldn't even see a Bench Sevenfold on the shirt. On
oh,
black
oh
shirt.
That's so scary. Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you, but oh, my gosh, that's beautiful that she was able to, you know, think kind of like an adult in that situation. That's crazy at 6 years old. Wow.
Ever be
that's beautiful.
I always
wow.
tell her now, I said, you know, when we're walking to the park or something, I'm like, Mommy's got her ID in her left back pocket, and my cell phone is in my right back pocket.
Oh, that's
and
good. That's
on the
smart.
Phone and you call 911, and if you can
oh,
see
I love
any
that.
House numbers anywhere, you give them the number.
Oh,
and they'll
wow.
be able to track what road you're on.
Oh, wow.
And I told her, I said, and if we're at home, and the front door is locked and you're still on the phone with 911, I want you to always stay on the phone with me until you see somebody getting there to help me. I said, just know if our front door is locked, they're going to kick that front door in, so don't be scared.
Oh, wow.
She said, okay, I got it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And so I know she's brave enough to let somebody come in and kick the door in to come in.
There you
so.
Go. There you go. Now, I do know you already answered this one a few times as well. Do you have a copy of your her medical records for the NEC?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's okay. Now, what treatments or medical procedures did she undergo due to NEC? Did she get put on antibiotics? Did she have a blood transfusion? Did she have assisted ventilation? Did she have...
I believe antibiotics and the
okay.
assisted ventilation.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. Exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, a PICC line, or unrelated surgeries or no treatment.
I know she had a PICC line.
Okay.
But none of that other stuff sounded familiar.
Okay. Now, when was your daughter last treated for NEC-related issues? What year?
It was 2018.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Do you remember what month it was?
I believe it was about a week before she got to come home.
Okay. So around April?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had to estimate a day, what day would you say it was in April?
April 27th.
27th, okay. Okay, so to the best of your knowledge, it doesn't have to be exact. She was last treated for NEC-related issues 4/27/2018.
Yes.
Okay. And who was her diagnosing doctor?
I don't remember her name. I'm sorry,
okay.
I have short-term
That's
memory
okay.
loss, so.
That is okay. Where was she diagnosed? I know you already said it, but just for clarification of the
St. Luke's Hospital, the
okay.
Woodlands Hospital.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Bear with me, I'm just copying their address one more time.
Do you know hospitals now have valet parking?
Yes. Isn't that wild?
Insane. And they take up like every good spot too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Not only am I, not only do I have high blood pressure, but I had mobility issues myself because I'm probably one of the most disabled people you've ever met.
Oh no. And then what was her treating doctor's name?
All I know is her doctor who after outside of the hospital was.
Okay. That's okay. I'll just put... was she treated at the St. Luke's Health Woodlands Hospital as well?
Yes.
Bear with me. Let me just copy the address over one more time. We're almost done, I promise, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You're keeping me from doing dishes. We're good.
Oh, no. See, I don't want to do that.
Oh,
because I need
okay.
to do them as well.
Time.
They never stop, right? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. Well, thankfully, we have our main meal at lunch, and then dinner is a free-for-all, so.
Okay, because okay.
My grandfather's 93. I lived here with him.
Oh, wow. So. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, he was the only family member who was willing to step up and help me out after my
Aww.
Being evicted from my last house.
Well, that's very kind. Family's awesome when, you know, we can kind of pull together. Or pull
yes,
through
yes.
together. Now, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
No, she does not.
Okay. And what is her first name?
Susan.
Okay. And that is your mother, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what is her phone number?
832-257-8985. It's probably the only phone number I can ever remember.
Yep, yep. I know. Now with our phones these days, you don't need to remember numbers, and it's horrible. Okay, so I have her name is Susan. She's your mother, and her phone number is 832-257-8985.
Yes.
Okay, and then what is her home address?
42042 SM1774 Road.
Okay.
Magnolia, Texas. 77354.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. I have 42042 FM1774 Road in Magnolia, Texas, 77354.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. Okay, you know what? It didn't put road in your address when it found it, so I'm glad you repeated that, so I'm going to add that to your address. So just to double verify, your address is 10983 FM1696 Road in Bedeas, Texas, 77831?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, now we are done going over the questionnaire together, so I'm just going to go over a few of the answers one more time to make sure I have them correct and I didn't click any wrong buttons. So please stop me if I'm wrong, okay? Now, you said that you already spoke to someone about the lawsuit, but you are willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents with another law firm, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you confirmed that your daughter was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis.
Yes.
Okay. The injuries she sustained was ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Her date of diagnosis was 4/15/2018.
Yes.
Okay. She was not diagnosed with NEC before being given formula or fortifier, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. She was diagnosed within 7 days after being fed the formula or fortifier, correct?
Yes.
Okay. She was diagnosed and treated at St. Luke's Health, the Woodlands Hospital in Woodlands, Texas, which is 17200 St. Luke's Way, 77834.
Yes.
Or I apologize, 77384. I apologize.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
You got me on that one too all the time.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm so sorry I said that incorrectly. Okay. So to the best of your knowledge, the brand of formula that was used was Similac.
Yes.
Okay. You are her mother filing the claim on her behalf, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You do have authority to sign behalf of your daughter, and you both are citizens of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Her gestational age at birth was 30 weeks, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And she was diagnosed with NEC while still at the hospital, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Her date of birth is 3/25/2018, and she is currently 6 years old.
Yes.
Okay. You do have her birth certificate.
Yes.
Okay. And then we went over all of those a few times. So just to verify, her full name is Stormy, Stormie. Middle name, Isabella Rose, Isabella, space, Rose. Last name is Wedin, Wedin. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. Her social is 687023582.
Yes.
Okay. Your full name is Desiree, D-E-S-E-R-I. Desiree,
yes.
I'm apologize. Desiree.
Yes, that's okay.
I know. I had
as long as you don't call me the B word, we're good.
I had to stop myself from saying Desiree, but then I realized I said it incorrectly, so I do apologize. So Desiree, D-E-S-E-R-I, correct?
Yes.
Okay, middle name is Susan, S-U-S-A-N.
Yes.
And last name is Blystone, B-L-Y-S-T-O-N-E.
Yes.
Okay. Your social is 460-775813, and your date of birth is 8/14/1974.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Your email is briar282@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. This phone that we're speaking on is your mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay. I already confirmed your address a few times. Those ones are good to go. Good to go. Your daughter was born premature, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And she was diagnosed in the NICU. Her admission date was 3/25/2018, and her discharge date was 6/25/2018.
Yes.
Okay. Her birth weight was 2 pounds, 12 ounces.
Yes.
Okay. She started drinking formula 4/2/2018 and stopped around 4/7/2018?
Yes.
Okay. Before, or the time between first usage and her injury was 1 week, correct?
Yes.
Okay. She was fed formula in the hospital, and the symptoms that she had was trouble feeding and apnea.
Yes.
Okay. All right. She, the treatment that she went through was a PICC line.
Yes.
Okay. And the last time she was treated for NEC-related issues was 4/27/2018.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then pair it with Jess.
She is strong like her mother.
There you go.
And
okay.
I come along from the most strongest two women on earth, I believe.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I figure what doesn't kill me only makes me stronger. So I am part
there you go.
Wonder Woman, part rogue. Everybody's like, why rogue? And I said, because I can take your powers and use them as my own.
There you go.
They're like, oh, I'm like, yeah.
You're like, watch out.
I have two ex-husbands, and I can play their game way better than they can.
There you go. Okay, now are you familiar with DocuSign?
I believe I have used it for my own personal stuff before,
okay.
But I'm not totally sure.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be sending you a DocuSign document. It's going to be coming from Alexa Knox at Mass Tort Strategies. That's me. And it's going to be sent to both your email and your cell phone as a text message. So bear with me. I'm just looking through it to make sure everything copied over correctly before I send it. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. All right. Now, you should receive it within the next couple seconds. Please let me know when you do.
Okay. Thanks, I've got my laptop up here. I got it.
Okay. Now, go ahead and open the link, and it's going to ask if you consent to receiving the documents. So once you hit that, then it is going to send you the DocuSign documents to look over. And I'll be right here if you have any questions, okay?
Okay. Good thing I got my glasses on, too.
Oh, good, good. I know, I can't do anything without my glasses.
Like, agree.
Okay. And so there's going to be a few different areas. You're going to be signing your signature since you are signing on behalf of your daughter. So there's going to be a few different signature boxes, and it will say adopt and sign, and then there may be a initial area, so you'll put your initials, and you'll hit adopt and initial.
The crazy thing is the signature on here looks so much like my own, it's scary.
Oh, perfect. I know, I love
my
the ones that just
my mother's
have
always
them
like,
on there.
You know, nobody can understand your name when you sign it. I'm like, mother, they don't need to know what my name is. They just know where need to know where to show up in court at. And I said, mother, what do I do for a living? I don't know. And they go, okay, you watched my children for a year while I was
in
school.
No.
oh, you're a medical assistant. I said, no, that's
oh,
my stupid
beautiful.
Sister.
Oh, pff. Ah!
I said, mother, my job involves handcuffs. And she goes, okay, what else?
Uh-huh.
I go, a taser. She goes, okay. I said, an asp. She said, what's an asp? And I said, it's like a nightstick, but it's a metal thing that you sling out, and
uh-huh.
you can whip the hell out of somebody with it.
Okay, are you a police officer?
I carry handcuffs. And she goes, okay. And I said, are you getting a clue yet? She goes, no. I wear a uniform.
Uh-huh.
She said, okay, I carry a gun. She was just telling me, I said, I'm a motherfucking cop, mother.
It's, okay, I'm glad I knew. Okay, phew. Wow, that's wild.
Now, that also could be a correctional officer, and yes, I've been one of those for 2 years as well.
Okay.
I've been a police officer for 23, correctional for 2, and armed security officer for 7. So I'm pretty much designed to be in uniform and combat boots for the rest of my life.
Okay.
But now that I'm epileptic and brain damaged, I'm just stuck with the combat boots.
Okay.
However, my second oldest son, he came home from the military. He managed to get himself honorably kicked out. I don't know how. But he was going to Georgia to stay with a friend to learn how to become an electrician. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, that's a waste of time. But okay, cool. So he gave me some stuff to hold on to him, for him in case he didn't come back. And I said, okay.
Oh, wow.
So he gave me an old-timey wooden box that he had gotten from my grandfather, not the one I live with, my other grandfather. And I said, okay. He had one of my daddy's shirts. I said, okay. He had some kind of something for my current grandfather here. And he handed me a black plastic bag. And I said, what's in the bag? He goes, unzip it and look.
Oh, wow.
I unzipped it, and it was his Class A uniform with his name tag
oh,
on it.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, my God, son. He goes, that's yours. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, that's yours to keep.
Aww.
I go, oh, my God, boy, really? He goes, yeah. So he was gone for about a month. He came back. So this last Father's Day, he's in there looking for a ball cap, and he comes and he throws something at me. And I'm like, what is this? He goes, you'll figure it out in a minute. I'm like, it's a piece of felt. What the hell?
Oh, wow.
Flip it around and, oh, my God, it's got the Army emblem on it. I go, oh, my God, this is your Class A hat. He goes, yeah, that's yours, too. And I go, okay, boy, you know that I'm going to put this uniform on and I'm going to walk around out in public with my uniform on.
I love it.
Just to piss your husband off.
I love it.
And he was like, he could not wait for me to lose my old last name. So
there you go. Okay, well, I do want to thank you for your time today, Ms. Blystone. You will be hearing from the attorneys within the next few days, so keep a lookout. If they miss you, they will always leave a voicemail. If you don't hear from them by Tuesday of next week, please feel free to call me, and I'll get you connected straight to them. And then also, if you do have any questions in the meantime, you can reach out to me. Please don't hesitate to contact me, okay?
Okay?
I'll be sending you another text. That way you just know it's me, and if you do have any questions, please feel free to reach out, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you for your time. You have a blessed day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.